Positive and negative impacts of interconnection. First of all, the positive impacts. Human travel. China made this possible by the creation of the compass and many other supplies. By using previous discoveries and knowledge and then applying it to traveling to new places and inventing things that would help them get there. The Chinese created many inventions to improve the way of travel and make it easier and more efficient. After a while, more traveling supplies were created. In addition, the ability to travel by water got easier and more efficient, which increased the places that humans knew of. Increased collective learning is the second. This was made possible in Afro-Eurasia and their critical role in unifying the world zones. By creating many inventions, it enabled them to do enough to connect all the world zones. Not entirely, though. By being so big, Afro-Eurasia had many more resources and the ability to connect all the zones. This later increased the collective learning because people began to record what they knew and found out so succeeding generations could use the information they had discovered. The invention of new technology is the third impact. This was mostly made possible in Great Britain by the steam engine. This invention of the steam engine, in which they used water from the mines, which led to its creation. They began coal mining to make more efficient. Then they began to pump the water out of the mines, creating new tech such as steam-powered trains. The steam engine was only the beginning. Further advancements in other traveling things, such as boats, mining, and agriculture, which led to more efficient ways of performing these tasks faster and easier. New crops and animals is the fourth impact. This happened in the Song Dynasty in China. They made their rice fields produce more product and as well as more efficiently. Rice was easier to harvest, unlike Britain, where they harvested wheat instead, and it was very labor-intensive. Very early, the Chinese had very advanced ways of farming, creating a more productive way of doing it. This further led to animal-powered harvesters and then mechanically controlled by man, which was very much more efficient. Lastly, better trading routes. This started in Rome with the Roman roads. And originally, these roads were used for military transport. But then they realized they'd be very efficient for trading. This led many roads out of Rome. The roads led to creation of many other trade routes by land and even by sea, which made it easier to trade between countries and places. Next, the negative impacts. First being disease. The disease came from the Europeans. When the Europeans expanded from where they were to the Americas where the natives were, the natives did not have immunity to these diseases. They brought unknown diseases and illnesses, which wiped out a vast portion of the native population. This caused die-offs of many natives, which led later to the immunity for the natives because of their exposure to the disease. In addition, slavery. This came from the Europeans' need for labor. After the expansion of work, they needed more laborers to perform jobs and using slaves. So they began to use slaves. When settling the Americas, they used slaves to do hard labor because they didn't need to be paid and could get more work out of them. This primarily worked slaves until death, and then they became property to eventually show wealth. War and conflict. This occurred in many places. It could be fighting over land, slaves, or resources. Many countries fought over boundaries and settling new lands, and who owns who. Conflicts arose from every possible scenario. This left torn nations and many deaths. In addition, these wars were never solved while they were being fought over. The fourth impact was starvation. This happened in Europe as well as many other places. Because of the growing population and the lack of food, there became a shortage of food. Even though agriculture increased, it didn't increase enough to feed the rapidly expanding continent such as Europe. This then allowed agriculture to catch up to the population and stop the mass starvation. Lastly, class and wealth. This happened in Europe mainly. With new resources, it made it able for people to become above others in power and property. For example, owning more slaves or having more land or even just generally having more money, it showed more wealth and power than others, which led to classes in society. In the end, this led to certain people becoming leaders in politics or other leaders because of their power. In addition, it led to inheritances, which led to more wealth in succeeding generations.